Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources Conservation Officer for Dallas County, Dustin Amy. And Dustin, as always, really appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
I always appreciate being on the show and get people thinking about the upcoming seasons and safety requirements that come along with it. So just wanted to put that out there. This is kind of a snippet to get you thinking about what's going on around Dallas County here. And if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to give me a call if something comes up, perks your interest or whatever. But give my phone number a call and be glad to answer any questions for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thanks for putting that plug out there. And so, you know, I know obviously as we're turning the calendar over here to the month of September, plenty going on with different hunting seasons and stuff as we approach the fall season. So if you just want to go ahead and kind of touch on things happening here pretty soon, I'll let you kind of take the floor.
Yeah, first off, I mean, this is the time of year to start thinking about hunter safety classes around the state of Iowa. We've got a lot of classes that are going on usually typically this time of year and through November. For Dallas County, we're going to be holding a class here on October 18th in partners with Pheasants Forever organization here in Dallas County. So be looking for that. You can go to our website and create an account and sign up for those classes. So that's any kid that's 11 years old or 12 years old that wants to take the hunter safety class. And if you just go to our website, iowadnr.gov, there's at least four different options for hunter safety on there that you can find for that. So just wanted to get that out there. But yeah, this is my favorite time of year for hunting seasons. You know, with this cooler weather that we've been having, it's just really getting me excited about this fall. We have the rabbit and squirrel openers. And you know, these are great times to get youngsters out in the field. The weather's great. It's not usually too hot and it's not cold where they are miserable. Get those kids out in the woods. You know, squirrel hunting is one of those things that you can just sit up next to a tree and be quiet and don't have to do a lot of walking for those squirrels. So same with rabbits. It's kind of fun. Those are kind of pastime hunting seasons that sometimes people forget about. We also have got the dove season. It's another great hunting opportunity for youngsters to go to one of our public area where we have our dove plots of sunflowers planted. And you don't have to wear a lot of camo. You can just sit among those sunflowers, and it's a great opportunity to get a lot of shooting in as those doves are kind of small and fast. So get your skills built up for the rest of the season there. It's a good opportunity for that. One thing that a lot of times that we officers see in the field when checking licenses is people forget to register for that HIP. And you can do that by going on our either website or going to Go Outdoors Iowa. Just make sure that you're getting that HIP registration, that Harvest Information Program. And you can do it, like I said, on the Go Outdoors Iowa. And that's for any migratory game bird that you're hunting, whether it's ducks, geese, mourning doves, woodcock, rail, snipe. Yeah, so you just need to register for that, get that confirmation number, and put that on your license so we have that as well. Then the following weekend after that is September 6th, and it's that popular teal season that opens up. This is usually the early season that only teal are allowed to be harvested. The difference between that and the duck season, it knows, is usually the shooting hours. It's sunrise to sunset instead of a half hour before sunrise to sunset. And the reason for that is so you can properly identify the teal coming in, because sometimes they are mixed in with the wood ducks and other mixed bags. So we want you to only shoot those teal that are coming in. Again, that's another great opportunity for the youth to get out. Usually it's great weather. Those teal come in groups and they're fast, and it's a very fun shooting activity as well. I've been talking a lot about youth stuff coming up here. We got the youth deer. There was a change in legislature this year for the youth deer tags. Those are able to be purchased throughout any deer season now, instead of just purchasing that for the youth season as previously allowed. So get that youth tag purchased. If you forget, happen to forget during youth season or can't get out and go hunt deer during that time, you can purchase it during any of the other deer seasons and get that youth out there to hopefully harvest a deer. Just remember that tag is there. It can be used in any of the seasons, which is a great opportunity. We want those youth to be out there and be successful, get them interested in this great sport. Those are some seasons that are coming up that should be looking forward to. We've also got, you know, seasons in October opening up your archery, and then, you know, you're looking into the muzzleloader seasons and shotgun seasons, and we will talk about that at a later date.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So yeah, thanks for running us through. Yeah, like you said, that's kind of just all here upcoming for September. Again, we are speaking here with the Iowa DNR Conservation Officer for Dallas County, Dustin Amy for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Dustin wanted to also ask you about, there's a new law for disabled veterans that they can get deer tags. And so talk about what kind of that looks like.
Sure. So this year, along with some other legislation changes for the disabled veteran, they included a any sex bonus deer license. That started, you know, on July 1st, but now you can submit an application if you're a disabled veteran, and you can obtain a bonus disabled veteran any sex deer license. That's for any resident who served in the armed forces of the United States on federal active duty and who were disabled during their military service. It can be used in any firearm season using that legal method of take. And it's only one license can be purchased per customer per year. So those are on sale right now, along with our other deer licenses. So if you just go to our website, iowadnr.gov, there is a application that you can fill out for that. And they've also merged, so customers are able to submit just one application for their disabled veteran licenses for their hunting or their fishing or their fur harvester. The fur harvester was also another one they added for the disabled vet for a lifetime fur harvester license as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you for running through that. And then, you know, if you want to just touch on obviously getting valid hunting license, and I believe, you know, fishing and stuff is still active, still going on.
Correct. So yeah, everyone wants to make sure that they're properly licensed while they're out there. They can purchase their license at any vendor that sells licenses. Typically, those are Shields, Sportsman's Warehouse, Walmart, some Hy-Vees sell them as well. You can also purchase your hunting licenses directly from the Go Outdoors Iowa app. You'll want to, if you're 16 years and older, you have to purchase a hunting license and the habitat fee, and then any tags for deer and turkey that you may be wanting to go and hunt as well. So you just remember, if you purchase those deer or those turkey tags on a website or on the phone app, that it takes a while for those to physically be mailed to your address, up to 7 days. And you physically need to have that copy in your hand while you're hunting to tag that species that you're hunting. But the Go Outdoors Iowa app is a great tool for that. We officers tend to see that now more often in the field when we're checking licenses. People can show their licenses directly on their phone to us officers checking them.
Awesome. Well, thank you for running us through all that. Again, we've been speaking here with the Iowa DNR Conservation Officer for Dallas County, Dustin Amy, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Dustin, really appreciate you running through everything as always. You're really a wealth of knowledge. So really appreciate that. And we'll check in again with you soon.
I appreciate it. Just want to plug a couple more things, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Sorry, go ahead.
So just a couple things that they're trying to push out there is the EHD reporting tool. We haven't seen an uptick in hemorrhagic disease yet with all the rain that we've had. It's been kind of good, but there could be an uptick in that EHD mortality in our deer come maybe later November, probably things start to dry off and whatnot. But just remember that we would like you to report any deceased deer. Obviously, the ones that are dead from an arrow or a gunshot wound or an automobile accident, we don't need to be reporting those except to the officers in case it's a poaching incident or whatnot. But any deceased deer that you find should be reported, and you can go to our reporting tool on our website. And that's for the blue tongue or the EHD on your property. Also, if you're seeing any turkeys out there, you can go to our website and report those as well. The DNR is looking for help with that with their wild turkey production survey. Pretty easy. Go on there. Tell us if it was an adult female or an adult male, how many poults or baby turkeys were present, what county those were in as well. So it helps with the survey for the biologists on that as well.
Awesome. Hey, well, thanks for the extra plugs right there. Again, that is the Iowa DNR Conservation Officer for Dallas County, Dustin Amy. Dustin, thanks for adding all that stuff and really kind of getting us ready to go for these fall hunting season as the weather continues to get cooler and cooler. So thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Look forward to seeing everybody out in the field.
Absolutely. Again, our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.